at the AgConnect Expo. I am visiting with Leica Geosystems and with Harlan Little. And Harlan, it's great to see you again. As we always like to do, we like to say what's new. And you know what? I think you've got several recent announcements. So kind of bring us up to date on some of the new things that we can see from Leica.
Right, yeah, thanks, Chuck. And it's, you know, it is great to be here at the AgConnect show. It's been a good show for us, so we're really glad we've been here. You know, a few new things, really some additions to some of our product line that we're continuing to just develop as we go forward. You know, starting with the Mojo Mini, adding in the ability to do a boundary, so the user can go in and very simply push the button, get a boundary calculation, know what kind of acreage they've got in their field prior to going out and doing anything in it. And then indicating on the screen where they've been. We've actually got a coverage feature now that's been added in such that makes it a little easier for that entry-level Mojo Mini, just a 4.3-inch screen. Somebody wants to just keep their hand on the wheel and drive to our little screen. That works perfectly. And this way we've enabled them to know the acreage and to know which pass they've already been on. So it aids in their usage of the system. On the 3D, its bigger brother that's got a little more capacity, a little more capability of section control and some electric steering, we've added in, again, the boundary feature such that we can capture that acreage and know what's inside that field. But we've also now added Ultra Guide, which is a new pattern for us. It's a really a drive, really I guess the best way to describe it is last pass follow. But it'll certainly take over instead of a contour or a non-straight line type guidance pattern. This one is going to guide us back to our previous from our previous pass. So it gives us a lot of flexibility in usage. And it isn't just about trying to get around, getting to other end of the field. It might be trying to guide around a field at the same time. So we're looking forward to that one. That one is available again on the 3D, and it will be able to be used with the quick steer electric steering and eventually into the Mojo from a RTK or hydraulic steering standpoint. Third and final real big news was, and this is probably where I should have started, is that we're announcing a Steer Direct product, which is a hydraulic valve and flow meter combination such that it will be a single addition to the tractor, run some hydraulic hoses to it, put the wires on it, and we'll suddenly be able to have a hydraulic package supplied from Leica and the Leica distribution network in order to bring up to speed those tractors that are not currently steer ready. So it's been the missing link from a Leica standpoint of that contact a platform that wasn't quite ready for a automated steering system. We now will be supplying that connection, that hydraulic valve package.
Well, is it safe to say that when it comes to auto steering, this is still an area where there's a lot more, I don't want to say development, there's more farmers that have not yet fully adopted that and are highly interested. And so now with offering this product, you're really kind of bringing them a fuller package.
That's exactly where we're at. We feel there's, there's certainly adoption of the technology, but there are certainly a very good number of people that have yet to buy anything and jump into it. That's where we're really looking at someone who wants to just get started, that Mojo Mini as that starter, just easy, or they've already maybe got auto-steered tractors, but really they don't need a full-blown auto-steering if they're doing, say, a tillage pass or something, and they just want to be close enough, they might not need the expense of a sub-inch RTK type system. So either, whichever case it is, whether it's someone that hasn't started at all and wants something easy to jump into, is running small acreage, doesn't feel they can afford the big investment, or it's somebody that's already out there that's running some systems and just needs the flexibility of having something they can quick jump in and go with, we've got that bottom end covered, along with, of course, all the way to our Mojo RTK console, being able to do that sub-inch hydraulic steer, that what's considered the top end type stuff. So that's exactly what we've tried to do, is flesh out the product offering so we can touch anybody and anybody can be comfortable that it's Leica behind it.
In some of the educational sessions taking place here, we've seen a lot of interest in smartphone technology, cellular control and data movement, and then today it was Wi-Fi on the farm. I know that you have some application or integration, maybe is the best way to put it, in terms of this kind of technology, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, really Leica's at the forefront of using cellular technology for ag. In our 4 or so years that Leica has been on the ag side of the world, we do have what is called the spider net, the reference network. You know, the one that always gets brought up, obviously, is the Iowa Cores network. That is a Leica-run, Leica-done network that the Iowa farmer is able to utilize the modem in the RTK console, in the Mojo RTK console, hook up to it and utilize that cellular connection to get their very good, accurate RTK correction to their tractor for steering. So we've been doing that for years. We also use that communication connection to that cell network to access via our virtual wrench. So if we've got a user out in the field with either a 3D or a Mojo console, our dealers can hook up to that console and help that grower. If he's got problems, it's not quite working right, needs a calibration issue, something doesn't seem right, the dealer can sign right onto an internet site at his location and remotely contact that tractor and actually make some setting changes. And in most cases, that's enough to keep the grower out there operating so we can keep managing that uptime instead of waiting for someone to drive all the way out to the tractor to push a few buttons. So we've been doing that for some time now, and it's really one of those things that we'll continue to develop into.
So I'm sure you're as happy as farmers themselves are, for even other reasons, that we are seeing a growth in the development of the cellular technology out there. You know, you mentioned Iowa. I believe Missouri has kind of gone that way now. And last I heard, I think we've got a pretty much full state coverage too.
That's correct, yes, and it just continues to add on. You know, we get into Michigan, New York, Ohio, Florida. Those are all public things that are going on. Then you add in some private things that are going on in Illinois, eastern Nebraska, into Colorado, down into Kansas. And all of a sudden, it's even if it's not a free government paid for DOT type thing, if it's a private entity that's put the money into it and is supporting it, there's a subscription fee. But it's far cheaper to do that than it is to necessarily own your own base station or base stations to cover your ground. So, you know, there's a trade-off, and certainly there's still a need, as I see it, for, you know, a localized base station and that flexibility. But by and large, the growth of and the reliability, really, of the cellular networks out there is aiding us greatly. I mean, that is the biggest thing. It'll be interesting to see how much bandwidth we end up using up, and if that becomes a problem, you know, as we all experience internet connections and things, even here on the show floor once in a while having some bandwidth issues of internet connection, we could see that same thing from a communication standpoint, depending on how much data we're all trying to push over the systems. But at this point, that really isn't an issue. We're not really pushing that much or pulling that much information, and ultimately it's really allowed the adoption again of particularly RTK things, because ultimately I don't think we'd have near the number of RTK systems out had we had to rely solely on a single point base station to get it accomplished.
Yep. Well, great things coming out from Leica Geosystems, and AgConnect Expo is, I know, probably just one of those shows here through the season that we're going through before we hit planting time again. So couldn't have come at a better time, as farmers are planning, and we'll point them to where they can get more information on the latest from Leica Geosystems. That's Harlan Little. We're here at AgConnect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.